This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Else.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number two of the program here on a bright and sunny Tuesday morning. And what a day it's already shaping out to be. And it's only going to get better. So right now, if you're heading out, it's 58 degrees already. So here at 7 a.m., it's the same temperature that we've been getting to in the middle of the day the last couple of days. So you can leave the house without a jacket for sure this morning. But remember your sunglasses. It's going to be bright and sunny all day. It's going to get even warmer. And maybe this is a preview of what's to come. It is going to get a little bit colder later on in the week. But this kind of weather will be here all the time before you know it. So 508-996-0500. App chats and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. Participation trophy wife says, I'm not sure what's funnier, that the previous caller thought ghosts equals numerology knowledge, or that you do in fact know that brand of woo. Well, it's my job to know all things woo, but even the caller said, you know, he goes, I was, you know, thinking maybe you would have some knowledge in this because of what you do, but I think he was saying ghosts is in like generalized paranormal. Anybody that's ever listened to Spooky South Coast knows we cover all kinds of paranormal topics. And especially in the early days when we had the numerologist on, we were more likely to cover a variety of different things. We kind of narrowed the focus down a little bit over the last 18 years. But when we do come back, I want to kind of bring it old school and just have it be anything goes. Because for a while, I was also hosting a show at night from home on the internet. And that show was kind of anything goes. So I was kind of keeping spooky to the hardcore paranormal and having Midnight Society be anything and everything. And I think, you know, because I'm not doing Midnight Society anymore, maybe we'll bring some of that feeling back into spooky. But yeah, we had numerologists on, we had psychics on, and we did it quite a bit in the early days for a couple of reasons. One, I didn't know anything about it and I was fascinated to learn about it. And two, it's a really good way to gauge how many people are listening to the show. Nobody's getting ratings for 10 p.m. on a Saturday night. So if I wanted to know how many people were listening, we would barely get any phone calls. Every once in a while, somebody might call in, but we would get a psychic to come in or on the phone or a numerologist, and we would tell the people, oh, we're going to give you free readings tonight. And I always had a rule when it came to free readings on the radio, because it's a 2-hour show. We would have to have the first hour to be kind of getting to know the person, getting to know about their abilities, how it all works, learn a little bit more about numerology or psychics or whatever. And then the second hour, we would open it up for readings. And then if the person came back and we already had had that discussion with them previously, well, then we might just do the whole 2 hours of readings. And in fact, Lynn Marie has the record for the most readings in a show. She did, I believe, 26 or 27 readings during the course of a 2-hour show. And everybody said she was a hit, that they hit something for them. But that was a really good way to know how many people were listening. If you said, oh, we're going to give out free readings, and then the phone lines were lit up the whole time. Oh, I guess we really do have an audience out there, huh? Nobody calls in when we're just talking about general subjects, but, looks like maybe we do have a pretty good audience for this. So that's how we kind of gauge things back in those early days. Now, if we have a psychic in, it's either because, it's a friend we haven't seen in a while and it's a good excuse to reconnect with them and have them come in, or because we just want a night off. And I always say that when we have a psychic in, it's a night off for me. Because all I have to do is press the button and say, you're next on Spooky South Coast. What's your name? And then the psychic takes over and I can just sit back and keep an eye on the clock so they don't go too long. Anyway, 508-996-0500. I mentioned Spooky South Coast. So good morning, Lamone. How you doing?
Can you woo, woo, woo? Can you woo, woo, woo? Can you woo, woo, woo? Should be mine. I'm cotton mouth. Sorry, my voice kind of thrashed this early morning. Yes. I love that song. So how do you feel about being Mr. Woo Woo?
I mean, I've been called worse.
Yes, and I remember the good old days when Kung Fu Panda matched you perfectly. And you can be like so thin, you could be like Kung Fu Andrew Garfield.
I'm not quite there yet, but
you're closer to what than you were 2 years ago.
True.
Yeah, and so you were talking about carnival rides.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I think the last time I rode in, the zipper, right?
Yeah, that's the one that's kind of like an oval shape, and you're in a cage and you flip around.
Yes, I was riding in one early 90s. I was riding one and I was making out with the MTV VJ, and me and her were in there, and also, it's a great mood breaker. Here's somebody go, and the thing comes flying right between the both of you, and it goes right through the arcade, it goes right through there, the seat perfectly, right through that. That was really it was terrible.
I can imagine, yeah.
And I like, when it goes to carnivals, I like riding like the scorpion or the spider. That one's kind of fun to ride.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go upside down or anything like that. I think that people can handle things a lot better. You could go back up, back and forth or side to side or round and round and round. But when you go up and down, I'm talking about, and then you go over, head over heels, that's a little more, horrifying for some people, or people find it a lot more exhilarating.
Yeah, some people like the loss of control, some other people don't.
Yeah, and I hate that, to lose control. Control. And so, don't let me get started. And so I was just thinking, did you ever see that video I asked you to watch?
I don't think that I've watched it yet, no.
Oh.
Maybe I did.
So what was it? If it was, you would know what it was. It's something from our youth that we would have all liked to have had, at least our age, and maybe a little younger or even older.
I'll have to go back and watch it. Do you want to tell us the name of the VJ?
I don't know if I want to say her name, but like this, she's from Las Vegas also, And there's more than one VJ that's my friend from Las Vegas.
Okay. Okay.
So that really narrows it down. You think about this, roughly four or so. And I am, roughly. And like I said, that's about right. So you'll know what it is. So I was telling you, all right, you guys were talking about Pink Floyd. I like Pink Floyd. And I remember when I was back late 90s. Oh, there again, yeah. I was talking to Ronnie James Dio. And he was talked about a lot of the stuff that you know, a lot of people just act like they're about it. But he was about that life, you know what I mean? And he was like telling you, saying, you know, I see where people, you know, listen to our music. And see, we paid homage to a market. People want something, this kind of brand, the magic, you know, music will come from, give them to what they want. And I tell you right now, Dollars of Donuts. I think personally, Ronnie James Dio has a way better voice than Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, I would agree.
Yeah, pants down. There's no questions about it. And it's like, and he, you know, like I said, he was the one who started the double horn, so, you know, like the long horn thing. He was the one who started that in rock music. And he was talking to me about that. He said he got that from his grandmother.
His grandmother, yeah.
Yeah. And he was like, he was cool. He gave me a couple of nice things, but I didn't bring them in the house. I left them outside my storage. I got storage out here. I left them out in the storage. They've been out there to heat and stuff for years. So, like I said, I'm kind of nervous. I should have sold it, but no, I didn't want to bring it in my house. You know what I mean? I don't know. Well, I didn't want to bring it in my house. But he was a nice dude. I have nothing but fond memories I shared with him. And I think that's kind of sad, you know, the way, you know, like I said, there's a lot of people that's going to, I think he had a really great voice. I think probably one of the best sounding voices as far as like rock music or so. I like Steve Perry.
Yeah.
A lot of people like him.
Jeff Tate, like, Queensryche.
But I like Dennis DeYoung. I think Dennis DeYoung could have sang for Kool & the Gang too. And wrote songs for him too. And I think they would have still been better than Styx did after he left. And so, and plus there's like, what about like, there's other people like of Luther Vandross, of course, and even those are rock, or Prince, like, or Michael Jackson. I mean, there's so many great voices out there. A lot of them are gone, and it's sad. And some of the better ones that are around now, they leave a lot to be desired. You know, auto tuning could make things sound more acceptable, more palatable. But then again,
yeah, I can't. I really can't stand the sound of it myself.
Yeah, well, but for some people, that's how they get the music out there, how they're able to pass by. And I tell you right now, if the music is good and the lyrics are good, you don't have to necessarily sound good singing them, just as long as you can deliver them in a proper way. If I see people out there, for instance, like Mick Jagger, he's a good performer, but he doesn't have the best voices, you know. And like I said, so that right there, I think it all depends. Well, they came out that when he sang a song like Under My Skin, you know, something like that, you know, he took it and did it his own way. But like I said, I've heard better singing in at a cattle call. So, you know, but then again, my voice is kind of what was messed up at this point. And, you know, it's because I need rest after rest.
No, I feel you on that. I got to hold you there, Lamone.
Okay.
We're up against it, but.
Is the weather doing good out there?
It's a beautiful day here today. It's almost Las Vegas-y today. 70. It's going to be like 70-something today.
Well, we're going to have 84 degrees.
There you go.
So we're not that far away. Because even though we're clear across the other side of the country. That's what I'm saying, Claire.
All right.
The world is a small, tiny place.
And we're able to connect every day across the country here, so.
And if you like, if we at 6 o'clock, if we get off, if you want to go to my channel, I'll have the new Daniel Tosh show on. His episode on the show at 6.
All right.
So when you get off work, you'll be off. You can listen to it. Well, listen to Daniel Tosh.
All right. Tosh, you have a good day.
All right. You do the same, player.
Take it easy.
All right. God bless.
Lamone in Las Vegas, everybody. All right, 508-996-0500. You can also use App Chat or Open Line voicemails in the WBSM app. I'm going to take a break right now. We'll be back in a few moments.
Good morning, Mass. This is Brett Michaels, and I just want to tell you right now, It is time for your morning medal right here on the Tim Weisberg Show on WBSM.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. Brock says, excuse you, Ozzy Osbourne is not only the Prince of Darkness, but the God of hard and heavy rock. Yeah, well, I love Ozzy too. I'm not denying that Ozzy's fantastic. I'm just saying Ronnie James Dio is a better singer. That's all. I think Ozzy agrees with me. I believe he said as much. That big, powerful voice coming out of such a little guy, Ronnie James Dio. Rest in peace. Anyway, 508-996-0500. I do want to get into the story about this new store that has opened in Avon, Massachusetts, which is not that far from the South Coast. Probably about a 35, 40-minute drive. Maybe I'm a little off there. Maybe I just drive too fast. But this store only sells returned products. The name of the store is Binstar. And the idea here is that they take things that people have purchased elsewhere and returned that the stores don't resell, don't put back out on the shelf, or if it's like most of them are Amazon returns. So a lot of the times, and you might not know this, but a lot of times things that get returned like that get tossed, get thrown away. So what this store does, Binstar, CEO Jack Laughlin, he worked at Amazon. He worked at one of these giant e-commerce places and saw these products end up in the trash because it's too expensive or too difficult to repurpose them and resell them. So what he does is he buys them by the pallet and then puts them on sale in a store. So when you go to Binstar, there'll be a bin. The most valuable, this is according to WCVB, the most valuable merchandise is rolled out on Saturdays when everything in one of the bins is a flat $19. And then the prices drop each day before bottoming out on Fridays after 4 p.m. at $1 a piece. Binstar releases new merchandise each day based on its approximate value. And the company says they sell through 90 to 95% of their inventory. Then they have things like clothes and shoes that are a flat rate every day. So this store sounds amazing. Sounds like it could become my new obsession, having to get there on a Saturday, see what's brand new, what's $19. Then getting there Friday at 4 p.m., what's $1? But this sounds incredible. So if you've been to Binstar, please call me and let me know. But I think I might have to swing by Thursday. I'm supposed to head out to Weymouth for something in the afternoon. I might stop in Avon on the way and look a little bit more into this. Caller, I see you on hold there, but hang on because we're going to be going into the newsroom in a moment, and I don't want to make Phil wait, so we will take your call after the news. But if you've had a Binstar experience, I want to know about it. 508-996-0500. You can send me app chat messages. You can send me open line voicemails. But right now, let's go into the newsroom with Phil Devitt.
The Holocaust in focus today on Capitol Hill. Putin orders a weapons drill. And Swiftonomics, now a course at one university.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden will deliver the keynote address, and several Holocaust survivors will also speak during the Days of Remembrance ceremony this morning on Capitol Hill. The Days of Remembrance commemorates the Holocaust and the 6 million Jews who were murdered. Also scheduled to speak are House Speaker Mike Johnson and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Russian President Vladimir Putin is ordering military drills that include preparing for the use of tactical nuclear weapons. Mark Mayfield reports.
Putin said Monday's order for the drills are in response to threats by the West. Tactical nuclear weapons are for use on the battlefield as opposed to strategic nuclear weapons that are capable of destroying entire cities. Putin's order comes as today marks his inauguration ceremony for his fifth term as president. The U.S., Canada, and most European Union nations have said they will not send an envoy to the ceremony. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Testimony scheduled to continue today in former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial. The judge in the case threatened Trump with jail time for again violating his gag order when he talked about witnesses in the case. Judge Juan Mershon noted that the last thing he wants to do is put the ex-president in jail, but warned he would if necessary and appropriate. At least one person is dead as tornadoes and severe weather continue to threaten Oklahoma. The death was reported late Monday north of Tulsa, where officials had declared a tornado emergency. Homes were left heavily damaged and power lines were down. It'll be at least Friday before NASA makes another attempt to launch its new Starliner capsule into orbit. Rory O'Neill reports.
Unusual readings from an oxygen valve on the Atlas V rocket prompted the difficult decision to call a scrub.
There was nothing magical about a certain date to go launch on, so we're taking it one step at a time, and we're going to launch when we're ready and fly when it's safe to do so.
NASA's Steve Stitch, Butch Wilmore, and Sonny Williams will be the first people to ride aboard Starliner for a shakedown flight of the capsule that's designed to ferry people to the International Space Station. I'm Rory O'Neill.
And a new American University course aims to put a new spin on the impact of music superstar Taylor Swift. A one-credit class called Swiftonomics will be offered this fall after a contest to create a student-designed course. The class will examine Swift's career through concepts such as supply and demand, market power, and gender-based economics. It'll look at her music releases, her recent Eras tour, and her success as a woman in a male-dominated industry. The course has already generated enough interest to offer it again in future semesters.
WBSM Sports.
The Bruins beat the Panthers 5-1 in Game 1 of their best-of-seven second-round series. Game 2 in Florida Wednesday night. And the Celtics begin their best-of-seven second-round series against the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight at TD Garden. Red Sox, meanwhile, begin a two-game set against the Braves tonight in Atlanta.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
We're starting out with areas of fog, turning mostly sunny. Temperatures this morning in the mid-50s, climbing to the upper 60s by the afternoon with mostly sunny skies. Overnight, patchy fog once again, partly cloudy skies, 50. And then tomorrow, the showers roll in with a patchy fog first thing in the morning and then again in the afternoon. From the UBC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci Del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
That's Ronnie James Dio's previous band before he was in Black Sabbath, Rainbow, although he had already left by the time they did that song. That's Graham Bonnet. But 508-996-0500. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. You may not know this, but Brian May also does a version of that song as well.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, very good.
I am very familiar with this. In Texas, it's called Bin Drop. Same idea. In fact, if you Google it, you'll see that there are still places out in California that have it. Every time I go out there to visit the family, I always made sure that we would go by and take a look at it. The way it works is most of, like 99% of the packaging, you don't know what's in the boxes. So what happens is you get a shopping cart, you just fill it up. You can't open them, but you bring them to the counter, and they will open it. You take a look at it. If you want it, you keep it. If not, then they put it in their carriages to retape and put it back. But I always enjoyed, to me, it was always like Christmas. You don't know what you're getting, that sort of deal.
Yeah.
And the prices, like you said, are pretty good. It drops, you know, down to when they get, eventually becomes a dollar. But, yeah, they stopped the place that had where my family lives in Texas. They closed the place. And I kind of missed it because it was like a fun thing to do, like I said. And it was always a line to get in, so you had to get in there early.
Can you remember some of the things that you got from there?
Oh, heck yeah. power chargers, cell phone holders, can openers, a shower head. I saw people with Christmas ornaments, lawn ornaments. You name it. It's like it's a range of everything. Parts to shelves. Sometimes if you're really lucky, which is what I was looking for, was camera gear. Sometimes I would find a lens or two or filters, that sort of deal.
Wow, not bad at all.
Oh, it wasn't, you know, and the thing that got me was that was there for so many years that my family never went. I asked them what the line was, and they said it was this. Like, well, let's go check it out. Then after I kind of got them going, they started going after me. But I thought, to me, it was fun. You know, it's like I said, you can spend your time there loading up your car. And if you want nothing, after you've seen them open it up, no harm, no foul.
Yeah, well,
and I'm hoping that the singing in Avon will be the same way. But like I said, it was called Bin Drop. And this is called Bin what?
Bin Star. And it looks like, because they have a photo of somebody's cart, so it looks like you can see what the products are. There's stuff that's like wrapped in, you know, clear bags. There's stuff that's in its regular, you know, item packaging. And then there's, I see some cardboard boxes in the cart. So maybe it's a little bit of what you're saying and a little bit of being able to see ahead of time.
Yeah, well, it's like I said, most of the stuff was still in there, the boxes that they got shipped in. And, you know, if you're lucky, the boxes would actually tell you what it is. But most of the time, the boxes are unmarked because they got returned. And it didn't matter. Like I said, you just, all right, you want to find what it is. You put in your cart. You go up to the counter. They'll open it. You want it? Yes, no, there you go. I mean, things that were in clear packaging was like Christmas lights and decorations, things like that, or sometimes loose stuff like parts to shelving or sometimes even a car part or two. But mostly things are in boxes, and it's like 50-50. The boxes may be marked what they were, I mean, what's in them, that sort of deal. But no, to me it was fun. It was something to do.
Yeah, sounds like fun. Well, I'm looking forward to heading out there, and if you get there before me, call back and let me know.
Definitely will. All right, then.
Thank you.
Bye.
And so let me just tell you from this Channel 5 story, everything on this, they wrote the story on Monday, yesterday. They said everything in one of the bins at the store on Monday is $10, yet we found a bread box that was worth $42, a baby food maker that was $67, an Xbox controller that retails for $48. Now, here's what I find to be a little bit weird. So to gauge the value of the bargains, News Center 5 asked Edgar Dworsky, who publishes consumerworld.org, to shop through the company's Brighton location. So they brought this guy to the Brighton store, and they had him go shopping on Monday to see what they found, and those are the things that he found. But Dworsky says the stars have to align to really find a deal at Bin Star, because you must have a need for something that they're selling. this person has no idea how to shop at a place like Binstar. It's not about what you need. You don't go to a place like this for what you need. You go to a place like this for what you can find. It's the thrill of the hunt. It's the thrill of finding something, that things that you didn't know you need until you saw it. Things that you didn't know you wanted until you saw it. That's the fun of bargain hunting like this. It's not about what you need. If I need a hose for my Dirt Devil vacuum, I'm not going to go to Binstar and root through a bunch of bins to see if I can find it. I'm going to just buy the hose that I need for my vacuum. I'm going to go to Binstar because I don't know what I'm going to find. Just like the caller was saying, you don't know what's going to be there. Dworsky said, you have to have patience to shop here. All these boxes are not particularly well labeled. So maybe it is a lot of the same as what the caller was saying. If you like poking around, this is great. I'm getting too old for this. Okay, well then get out of the way. Get out of the way and let me go in there. Because that's the thrill of it. I don't go to these places. Half the time I go to these places to go and buy things, I don't even walk out with anything. It's about the hunt. It's about the fact that I might find something. That's what I enjoy about it. I'm about the potential. And there's been many times that I've walked into a place and seen something and said, no, I don't really need that. But then within an hour or two, somebody posts on social media, does anybody have one of these? Oh, I just saw one of those. Just saw one at Savers or wherever else it may be. And speaking of Savers, I've got a bone to pick with them anyway. I've seen multiple instances now of people posting this online where somebody will leave the clothing, the tag on clothes, you know, new with tags clothes that they've donated to Savers. And it says what the price is that the person paid for it. And then Savers puts their price tag on it. And that price tag is more than what it sold for brand new. And I get it. Savers is a business. It's a for-profit company. They've got to make money. But it was donated to you. If you're not going to sell it for at least the same price that it says it was sold for on the tag, take the tag off. These were clearance stickers that were put on an original store tag. Just peel the clearance sticker off. But I've seen multiple instances of that in the past couple of weeks from people posting it online from different Savers stores. But yeah, I once wrote an article for the Standard Times, and it was an article I spent like a month working on. I woke up every Saturday and Sunday morning early, went out to, well, I think I was doing this show on Saturday, so I think I had to go out Saturdays after the show was over. Not this show, but the morning show on Saturdays. So I think I had to go and do those after I was done, but I basically went to yard sales Saturday and Sunday every weekend for a month and wrote about what I found. Wrote about what kind of items I found and what kind of deals there were to be found. And it was eye-opening to look at it from that perspective because, you know, I walk up to a yard sale or a thrift store or something and I see a bunch of stuff for the kitchen or I see, you know, holiday decorations. I don't care about any of that. I don't even give it a second eye. When I walk into Gifts to Give, I go into that area that has all those items, but I just do a quick pass. I'm not really looking at anything. It's not what interests me. But in writing that article, I started to realize, like, oh, wait a minute. Like the other day, I needed a lobster pot. Somebody gave me some lobsters. I realized I don't have a pot big enough. Rather than go to the store and spend $35-40 for a pot that I don't have space to keep anyway, I said, well, maybe I'll go to Savers and see if I can find one. I found one, pretty good shape, $14. One of the few times that I could say I was actually going there looking for something instead of just looking to see what they had. So that's why I'm excited to try out this Binstar store. Maybe you are as well. So it's located in Avon. They do have another one in Brighton. And they have another one opening. Oh, no, wait. This... So this one says that they went to Brighton to shop, but it says right now there's only, oh, that's Cleveland Circle. Okay, that is Brighton. Okay, so they have one in Avon, they have one in Cleveland Circle, and they're going to have a Saga store that opens up Saturday, May 11th. This coming Saturday, when they'll have all the new stuff out, all the good stuff out for $19 in Saugus, close to the Kowloon. It sounds like my Saturday is already decided. 508-996-0500. Got to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, I guess my YouTube isn't working. That's all right. We'll save that for later. But we are going to be giving away all kinds of tickets coming up. All kinds of shows all summer long. And you are going to want to have the WBSM app downloaded because that's going to be the easiest way to enter. That's going to be the place where you can easily just go and click and put in your information. In fact, the app remembers a lot of your information, so it makes it even easier to sign up for things. The WBSM app is brought to you by South Coast Towing. It's where you can get our breaking news alerts. It's where you can get our podcasts. It's where you can get our live streaming audio. So if you're traveling around, going on vacation, you still want to check in with what's going on back here at home, you can always listen to WBSM anywhere in crystal clear FM quality sound on the WBSM app. You can get live traffic. You can get live weather. You'll always know what the temperature is. You'll always know what to expect on your way to work. All of it through the WBSM app, and all of it free. So download it wherever you get your apps from, your Apple Store, your Google Play, whatever your app store is for your device. Or if you can't find it there, you can go to WBSM.com. And you can click on listen, and on that tab, there's the thing for the app that will, you can put in your email address that you use on your phone, and it'll email the app right to your phone. A little link there, right, for you to be able to download it right on your phone. Couldn't be any easier. And you'll want to have that handy so that you can enter to win these contests. Of course, if you don't have the app, maybe you don't have a smartphone or a device that can download the app, that's okay. You'll still be able to enter on WBSM.com. But that's a lot easier. Having you enter that way is a lot easier than saying, okay, caller 7 right now wins a pair of tickets. And then I've got to sit here and take 6 phone calls until I get the winner. And we don't have that kind of time. I don't have that kind of help in the morning. So it'll be a matter of entering on the website and on the app. But we've got the first show we're going to be giving away tickets to is starting next week, Boston Calling. This has become an annual tradition here now where we get 3-day passes to Boston Calling and then we're able to give them out to you. These are a $700 value. Each. Is it each? Or for the pair? I think it's for the pair. But still, $700 value. We've got your chance to see all of the acts coming to Boston Calling Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of Memorial Day weekend at Harvard University. So looking forward to giving those away, as well as all the other great shows that we have, including, what did I tell you about yesterday? Third Eye Blind? What else have I mentioned? Pink? I think I mentioned the Doobie Brothers. That's enough teasing for now. All right, I'm going to take one more break here in the hour. We'll be right back. The Killers, they're going to be the headliner of Boston Calling on Sunday, May 26th. But some of the other headliners on Friday night, Ed Sheeran, Leon Bridges. On Saturday, Tyler Childers. and Trey Anastasio of Fish, but he'll be with Classic Tab. So many acts, so many that I don't know, but also the chance to see dozens and dozens of acts. They always have multiple stages going. It's a fantastic event. Went last year, had a great time. So we'll be giving away tickets to those next week. And Tim's ticket window.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.